This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's largest buildings face new requirements to cut their climate warming emissions. State air regulators approved new rules Friday. Will Tour leads the Colorado Energy Office, which will now enforce the regulations.
We think that the rule will have the effect of increasing the value of those buildings, making them more comfortable for tenants, and significantly reducing energy costs.
The rules require buildings over 50,000 square feet to cut their emissions 20% by the year 2030. Apartments and commercial building owners objected, saying those targets were impossible. Supporters of the new rule say there's plenty of flexibility. Westminster-based Ball Corporation is selling its aerospace division to a British defense contractor. CPR's Dan Boyce reports BAE Systems paid $5.6 billion for the business.
Ball says it will use the money from the sale towards stock buybacks, dividend payments, and to pay the company's debt. Ball will now focus on its aluminum packaging products. For BAE, the purchase lets the organization invest in staff and facilities in Colorado, according to a news release from the company. The deal is expected to close in the first half of 2024. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Traditional credit scoring disproportionately hurts some communities and perpetuates inequities. Economist Eng Le To published new research from the Regional Federal Reserve Bank that covers Colorado. She says a quarter of consumers have been denied credit.
These consumers may actually be credit worthy, but they just happen to have a low credit score that does not actually reflect their true credit worthiness. And the second thing is that these consumers tend to come from less privileged communities and households.
She says efforts are underway to improve the accuracy of credit scores to benefit consumers who don't have a strong credit history. The number of Coloradans in the labor force from June to July increased by 3,400 people. That's from the State Labor Department. It says more Coloradans are working compared to the national average and that Coloradans make above average earnings per hour. This is CPR News.